Welcome to Apostrophe Cast. This episode, James Bellflower reads from his forthcoming book, Commuter, being published by Instance Press this year. Commuter takes us around the world and through time, juxtaposing massacres and majestic architecture, collapsing history into news, and merging tourism with the flight of refugees. Please enjoy James Bellflower.
The sentence stretches out as a body fainting. The sentences stretch out as bodies fawning. This book may be incompletely confused by reposing pornography. You were sick for 3 days, so we took a picture. The protrusion of you across the bed, a brass quarter sphere mounted midway up the wall, and the quarter a spectacular bulb overflowing it. Smile, beautiful, in the Colosseum. Excavated slave chambers beneath the arena floor. Vacant archways curve over. If we peer into a skull, out hollowed ears, to the photo frame, scaffolds near the hairline, her white scarf cinched androgynously. I'll just go inside to see my friends and say hi. I fell to the floor. After a few seconds, I woke up. Everything around was torn apart. There was blood, body parts, people, water squirting from the ceiling, maybe from a burst pipe. My left hand was cut off just above the wrist. It was attached to my arm by just a tendril of flesh hanging. I picked myself up to get help. I was bleeding heavily. I know that I needed someone to stop the bleeding. I caught my left hand with my right, but I slipped from all the mess on the floor. Could content embody abjection as long as one or another ingest it? At the advent of any compassion? So that no longer it digest? Can I excuse myself from any phrase or sweet, sweet, sweet portrait? A desire not within one, but in ago. Yet near one confuses members. Hand pulled through the resonant channel of Serbian beggars, one plea, breath, between her swaddle and smirk of stone martyrs in the arches, Faure Place du Palais Notre-Dame. Inside, why, from the low organum purum, did we smile and touch and hope even a perfect, authentic cadence? That wasn't a baby. Suddenly there was a big explosion. I turned around. Women fled with their packages. Neither of us in the photo of Christ index phallus. A blur across the reflexive. Try, or I will, to remember the face between the few tender bones. Sifted. Do you or do I know now who? I saw someone without legs. I was stunned. I forgot that my daughter had been with me. Suddenly I remembered. I went to find her. She was inside a ball of fire. Then take partial notice. People. A person before I want her. I saw a lot of smoke. People running all over, crying. Saw part of a hand up to the elbow and a body without a head, face down on the ground. Here, no celibate limb can extend, yet may refusing it imply? Aligned with St. Peter's Basilica, the fountain at my left, the photograph's right, dwarfs me floating like a plumb line weight, athletic, as the spire reaches past the crop. I remember a heavy knife in my right, on your left, pocket, a long line of people being frisked. Threw her head back, and then there was an explosion. A few seconds later, her body burst into flames. Reflections are frisked, a stray of namesakes along a wall, slight gloss, its black wall edges to sky. Julie, Alicia, Maureen, Ashley, Martin, Genevieve, Elizabeth, Lauren, Leslie, Matthew, Sheila, Cynthia, Crystal, Adam, Caleb, James, Kina, Nicholas, Anne, Kristen, Christopher, Mike, Heather, Catherine, Holly, Jessica. In one eye, presence exhumes other sacrifices, bright shovel, bright ab, louts. Efforts to say, a shovel navigated dirt, cling clang. Or have I not improperly conceived a commentary of it? A dream may empty one style of epistemology by torturing its symbols internally, inject many metaphoric links. Its excruciating sensitivity suffocates our supple speculation with its semantic, or from the previous phrase, alliterative, fat. The face of the little girl was so nice. It was as if she was surprised. Big, big open eyes, but surely dead. The following sentence is what I wanted to add to this quotation because it would partially fulfill a need for blame. There was a white mourning dove stupidly walking the softened rim of a Corolla's ashen shadow on the black sidewalk. They didn't take a picture, so I am unsure of this, but in July, my family went to Yosemite to see my newly married brother. At the time, they were pregnant but hadn't told anyone, so they went rafting, and she was careful, hiking, and she was careful when they told Mom and Dad. I have thought for a long time and never come up with news as joyous to them. Is one to feel? Is one to grope them for symbols, trembling the paper each morning as if forced in labor? Don't have a photo, but I've heard that the icon Old Faithful multiplies magnificently above and below its filter. At 2, 2:30, 3:30, 4:15, and 5. Encroaching, conception, conception, conception. Emptied luggage gathers on some broken water. Never have eyes further bred such italics, or such ungraspable totes. In one, presence buries, buried. Pleasant surprise. The New York Times Magazine, April 18th, 2004, has at least 27 pages between a mother and daughter photographically suffering breast cancer. The neo-flapper Maggie Gyllenhaal, knees pink against purple satin. Golly. Shovel thrust. It also faults significance from resemblance. Muddled church music on inside. Sang, sung, sing, song. There was such chaos there. People who were not badly injured were just crawling into their cars and driving away as quickly as possible. I knew I had to move or be run over. I caught my left arm with the help of my coat and started making my way toward the ambulances. I had use of only one eye and couldn't see much, so I just kept walking towards the lights. To ossify empathy, may one extricate from a crowd or, conversely, wish reciprocal limbs celibate? Or chant metaphor into compassion? Trembles somewhere within the moist gristle. Marble aesthetically? Someone in the room, never going or coming. I smile as if Stan Laurel. The room was smaller than either believed. We kept its windows open. We argued birds, their swollen odor, if swollen with rice, rice, rice. Set the juice on the cold sill, should be cold by morning, and tasty. Lack of semiotic activity across some body of water. Lingering hemorrhage no longer proportionable to it. Pronouns read aloudly over luggage, some time ago active. Jay and I will probably not birth someone. She will remark it. Our angina on the sill is a knob, cold on one of many rectangles. Fosters the Our Hibiscus Hotel. These photos will not be repeated. Please memorize them the first time through. Draw a line matching the word to its proper definition. One, power source. 2, focus range. 3, ISO sensitivity. 4, white balance. 5, f-stop. A, guillotine knife. B, chafing strips. C, imitation leather. D, specific glue. E, foot-controlled stitching machine. Code 783.381-022. Title, luggage maker. Job description. Covers and lines luggage frames with fabric, leather, imitation leather, or vinyl plastics, and attaches hardware to complete luggage according to sketches or customer's order. Measures luggage frame with rule to determine size of cover material. Cuts material to size with guillotine knife, drapes material over frame, and trims it to fit using scissors or knife. Spreads glue over back of material with brush and glues material to frame. Sews edges of material to frame using foot-controlled stitching machine to provide additional bond. Drills holes for rivets and attaches handles and hardware using foot-controlled rivet punch machine. Cuts lining to fit inside a frame and glues it in place. Sews welting, piping, or chafing strips to decorate or protect luggage using stitching machine. May build wooden luggage frames. May operate stamping machine to stamp initials on luggage. May repair or renovate worn or damaged luggage. For nylon to leather, naugahyde, hard shell, cases. Enough. No need to imagine all brass rounds bobbing up. Only some. And what if illusion were constitutive of thinking? When we arrived, she started tugging my sleeve for pizza. She likes to eat it with ketchup, more for the fun than for the flavor. I took her to a pizza place where I know the owners. I was sitting in the pizzeria. A girl was in my arms. Suddenly, I found myself somewhere, and the child was somewhere else. I thought a gas balloon had blown up. Everywhere was filled with smoke. I tasted something in my mouth, thick smoke, the smell of burning flesh in my mouth. I didn't know what it was. I remember everything because I didn't faint. A different awareness. My toothbrush has been moved. specific incomprehensibility to a word screamed. At, her door slams. Patiently, smooth out, wait for each layer of mud to dry across the hole, sand, then airbrush it to fool 'em. Again, though inevitable failure, attempts not to inter an imaginary for you, not sublimate. Immolate, as simply as I, light, spice and prospect, we. Imaginary, I, the pixels of poem, a prior we confuse collective. Sight. Why not rather have recalled those pictures made for children, pictographs in which the hunter and hunted and their dramatic relationships are to be discovered between the branches, made out from between the trees. Consume. And always already, I publicize error. Seems our plates never clean, scrub in shifts, air them and soak the silver where in warm soap. It was 7:30 in the morning when the first explosion went. Then we hear two more, although we couldn't imagine anything at all. Turbulence may be similar for a commuter to dream. Dream blue, print and gust. Therein temporality, therein the constancy of the self and promising. I, being, archive, she is, unequivalent, nothing to see here. It rains. It's night. Flip through headlines from this morning. I could rub my finger along my face's edge in my photo, stare longer, flex my cheeks, look at the furthest walls of my townhome. Our wedding photos reflect me. Will there surface language left being what ain't identical? Water a light plink on occasional china from any other room. Clearer to frame you behind the reason I fisted a door. Someone in the room never comes or goes. Was it talking of Michelangelo? A different awareness. My toothbrush moves. Maybe seeming an uncaring man, this knot, perhaps not knotted to inheritance, but a wedge driven necessarily to blind it. Smell, taste, hear, retouch it. Trace away. Man has not begun to think his bodies. Infuriated? And are you present? Never coming? Going? Reset? A desire across interminable detours, chronological as well as geographical, affects not the damp washed wrist, but the flip of wet pages. Matter four by edges. A wash in brutal nudity. A mosquito net. A veil or rubble. Four by imagining a pyramid of men. Bare. Alive. Rather than repose the body into vision. to what means, either purient, mound. Bridge across the scene, gate partially visible on your right, as a peacock train of decorative spikes all seem to direct to you and below a flow. Another fear, rivet a quality to quantity rather than who? A few exact numbers, 33, 1, 615, 1,300,000, 198, 4. Muster impossibly, displacement in the sum. So to pick, if possible, refuse. Too unmanageable, introject from afar unstopping, though it appears the claw decides who will stay and who will go. The massive garden, green Versailles, stretches deep behind both photos automatically focused on the other one. Now to awkwardly kiss, content, content, until infinitesimally awkward.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next episode for Claudia Smith.